Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Verna V. Nickelberry, and tonight on the line we have my friend, my buddy, my pal, Crystal Sax Lady Brown, all the way from Memphis, Tennessee. Her music will get you up, pumping, clapping your hands, stomping your feet, puts you definitely into a groove, a spiritual move, a spiritual groove, a jazz groove, and just plain old great, great music. And how are you today, Crystal Sax Lady Brown?
I am great. How about you? Thank you.
I'm doing okay. As you can tell, I'm so excited to have you on our show. So excited, so excited.
We're going to play. Here.
It's definitely a blessing. We're going to play some of your music. At least we're going to play one of the songs at the end. But I want you to know that you sent me four great pieces of music. So I will play those in the beginning of the 2016. I will play your music. So any other music you want to sing, you can do that. Great, great. So, Crystal, tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got started, and what you got going on in your community. And you can do that at this time.
Okay. Well, I am an inspiring sextress, a saxophonist. I am also a regulatory specialist, a senior regulatory specialist for a chemical company. I'm married. We have a blended family of six. And I started with the saxophone in junior high school. That's what we used to call it back in the day. I heard a gospel saxophonist, his name is Dr. Bernard Johnson, playing. He touched me, and it just touched me so. And I thought to myself, I'm going to play just like him. And I was in the sixth grade then. And so when seventh grade came along, I'd forgotten all about what I said. And in the eighth grade, I ended up changing out of vocal music because I didn't like singing falsetto because I'm a contralto. And they had a singing soprano all the time. I was like, this isn't right. So I transferred to band. And the only instruments that were available in band, because this was like the second 6 weeks, were the xylophone and the saxophone. So I asked my mom, which one should I try? And she said, well, at the time I was taking piano lessons. So she says, well, since you're taking piano lessons, why don't you take something that you don't know how to play? So I thought, okay, well, that's how I ended up starting with the saxophone. And I guess it must have been love after a couple of weeks of trying to blow. Anyone who's a wind musician knows that, you know, when you first start, you know, you get lightheaded, dizzy, all that kind of stuff because you're not used to, you know, blowing through an instrument. And but I was determined because I liked what I heard. And I kept on and kept on, and so much so until it inspired my sister, who's a year younger than me, Celeste, to want to join band, and she joined. And my brother was 4 years older than me, and he started in band, but It wasn't his cup of tea, but he was the only one of the three of us that stuck with the piano, so he had a passion for keyboards and all that. So by the time I was 15, we started a combo called the Wilson Trio. You know, that was our, that's my maiden name. So, and we played and traveled and all that good jazz, and life happens. And by the time I was 30, I had married, and it wasn't, you know, not necessarily the most pleasant marriage, but trying to keep peace and everything, I just quit playing. And my brother was ill, and a few years later he passed away, and so we just stopped playing. So period, my sister and I stopped playing. And so moving forward, several years later, I married the love of my life, Ken Brown. And you know about that.
I know the story. I know the story. Yes.
You know the story. You were there. And he didn't know that I'm a musician. And when he saw my case, he kept saying, "Well, is that an instrument?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, open the case so I can see." And I showed him. And he was like, "Well, play me something." I was like, "Oh, I used to do this." He said, "Well, just play something." And I would tell him about what I used to do growing up and all this. And we'd listen to music. He says, "Can you play that?" I said, "Yeah, back in the day I could play that." "Well, can you play this?" And he kept on until I finally said, "Let me pull this horn out." And, oh, my Lord, it was hard.
It was so worth it. It was so worth it.
Yeah.
You got tears in my eyes because it was so worth it, because I remember when you picked the horn back up, I remember, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is my friend Crystal. So, yeah, I got tears right now. Okay, I'm going to stop because I'm a big crybaby.
Okay,
go ahead.
I'm a crybaby, too. Both of us will be crying, and everybody else is like, well, what's going on?
Yes.
So, he was like, try this. And then he started telling people, well, my wife plays. And he's a Mason. And at the time, I wasn't in the order. I joined and became a member of the Order of Eastern Star. And, like, when we'd have, like, state sessions and national sessions, he's like, well, my wife plays. You ought to put her on program. I was like, well, thank you for volunteering my services. You know.
Well, you know, the Bible say our gift will make room for us. So, Minister Brown was just your mouthpiece
to
push you along.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. He just kept telling everybody. I was like, okay, Ken. Yeah, my wife plays. Yeah, she can play something for you, Chris. I told so and so about you. They want you to play. They're gonna give you a call. That's what he would do. And so it just kept on. And then I started realizing, you know, it after a while, it's like, oh, I can play. Okay. Well, let's just do this. And it wasn't until one day I was playing. We were playing at a church, and the service was just high. You know, people were just praising and singing, dancing, all that good jazz. And all of a sudden, God reminded me, as I was praising God, God said, "You made a vow when you were 15 that if I taught you how to play, you'd blow for me." And I was like, oh, Lord, I feel so bad. I was like, oh, God, I'm so sorry. I'm not going to put this horn down until you take my breath, until I can't play it. I will never put it down again. And since that time, I've just been, you know, playing. And like I say, I'm an inspirational saxophonist. So I play not just gospel, but anything that's uplifting. You know, I play about love because the gospel is love. You know, we know that. God so loved the world that he gave his only son. So, you know, anything that's uplifting, positive, feel-good music, that's me. That's my cup of tea.
A lot of people don't know that you play on Sunday at the, a bistro you play at on Sundays in Memphis?
Well, I played at the Bistro. That's a restaurant here in the city. It's a wonderful soul food restaurant. I played there for the first time a couple of weeks ago with a very well-known saxophonist, Jerry Smith of Trio Plus. He invited me to play on his show. Now, on the third and fourth Sundays, I play at Dindy's. That's a restaurant in the Raleigh area. It's also a soul food restaurant. So, yeah, that's what I do. And
you have a CD out?
Yes, I have a CD. My very first CD is called Sax Lady Soul. I was afraid to release it, but, you know, there's no sense in living a life of what if. What if I did this? What if I did that? You know, living in fear. But just step out on that God has given you and keep it moving forward, because all of us have gifts, and we have gifts, and the gifts are not for us to hold, you know, just to me, myself, and I, and no one else, but the gifts that God places within us are for us to share with the world, to uplift, to encourage, to, you know, shed light wherever we can. Uh-huh. So, with that, I do have a CD. It's out now, and it can be ordered on my website, which is www.saxlady.net. That's www.saxlady.net.
And as you were speaking, I heard you say the word fear, but we do know that God does not give us the spirit of fear. And oftentimes, right. I think we forget that. And once we can grasp that, I won't say concept, or we grasp that, and we understand that God does not give us the spirit of fear, that we are able to do what we want to do through Him. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Because I can remember when I took my first leap, I was like, oh, my goodness. And oftentimes people say, well, especially my cousins say, Janet, Violet, you're not afraid to do anything, not knowing that I am absolutely afraid. But if I don't step forward, if I don't move when God tells me to move, then I'm afraid that He's going to take that I'll miss something. That's how I say. If I don't move when God tells me to move, I'm so afraid that I'm going to miss something, or I'm going to miss the people that I'm supposed to help. So when you said that fear, and you stepped out, you picked up your saxophone when you had not picked it up in years, and you began to play, and then God brought it back to your memories. Crystal, do you remember when?
Right, because I remember I was struggling, trying to learn. I said, Lord, if you just show me how to play this thing, I'll play for you. Because it was hard trying to get it started, you know. But I was just determined. I was like, this is my instrument. This is my instrument. And my sister was learning, and my grandmother was fussing. Well, she wasn't really fussing, but she would say, all right, y'all going to have pretty fingers and ugly lips. You know, because you use your mouth on the mouthpiece. She would say, you know, things like that. But she's like, all right, y'all going to end up just with pretty hands, you know, as opposed to the other way around, because we just didn't like playing the piano. And now I wished I'd stuck with piano. But, you know, when you say you wished, that means you need to go on and do it. And there's nothing holding me from there's nothing holding me from doing that as well. So thank you for reminding me to remind myself.
To learn. You never get too old to learn. And I oftentimes would tell my children, you should never be in the same spot that you were in last year. If this is a brand new year and you're standing on the same square that you stood on in 2015 and now it's come 2016, you have to get ready for the new year so you can move, so you can position, and I'm talking to my own self, my God, I'm preaching to myself, that you can position yourself in another space, in another spot, learn something
right.
new. I mean, create something brand new. Go out and help somebody brand new. Never, you should
right.
never, ever, ever find yourself in the same spot.
Right.
From year to
don't
year.
Be
because
stagnant.
That means you have not, yeah, don't be stagnant. Yes, you have not grown at all.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the case, I mean, I always say do something brand new. Do something brand
right.
new every year. Change your hair. Buy some new shoes.
Mm-hmm.
You know we love to shop.
Right.
So
exactly. That
exactly.
Is exactly.
Exactly.
True.
I know. I preach my own self happy many times up in this class. I preach my own self happy.
Right, because
so,
you
so,
know
tell us.
Fear. Our negative thinking will keep you from experimenting, from doing the things that you were created to do. You know,
mm-hmm.
and Ken used to tell me, he says, and I would say, oh, I can't do this, blah, 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 blah. He says, why do you talk so negatively? And it didn't dawn on me until I had to stop and listen to myself. And I was like, I am defeating my own purpose by saying,
mm-hmm.
I can't do this, I can't do that. And I've finally started believing that I can do all things through Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And that means
mm-hmm.
stepping
mm-hmm.
out even when you can't see the way, but you know that dream or that gift is within you, you've just got to step out. And I'm a member of a group. It was Live Your Dreams. And
mm-hmm.
it's a master class by Sean Strickland, JD.
Mm-hmm.
And what she says this is called is negative self-image belief. And that's when you say, I'm too old, or I'm a woman, I can't do this because I'm a woman, or because I only have a bachelor's degree, or I only have a master's degree and they have a PhD, or I don't have a degree at all, I can't do it. You know, you're just limiting yourself with your own mouth, with your own
mm-hmm.
tongue, because the power of life and death is in the tongue. So if we say that we can do these things, then we can. But if we keep second-doubting ourselves, self-doubting, if we keep limiting our beliefs and not
mm-hmm.
trusting what God says, actually, if we do that, then, and she explained this, and I had never thought about that, anti-anointed. You know, that's anti-anointing. That means you're going against the anointing
wow.
of God, because you're saying God is telling you to do it, and you are turning around and saying, no, I'm too old. Because that was one of the things I said to myself when I started stepping out and started playing at places. And sometimes I felt like I was mom, you know, because the other
wow.
musicians were younger. But then there were places where they were older than me. And I was like, wait a minute, it doesn't matter. One of my friends, another saxophonist, outstanding, awesome, Ethan Taylor, he told me, you play what God gives you to play. And I play what God
absolutely.
Gives me to play. Because I was like, I don't sound like this. I don't sound like that. Da-da-da-da-da. Ya-da-da-da-da. Blah-blah-blah-blah. No, everybody, there is gift. There's room for everybody that is on this world. Because all of
oh,
us are uniquely, beautifully created. And my gift is different from yours, is different from his, is different from theirs, is different from whoever else. I don't care. It can be 15 alto saxophonists in a room, and all 15 of us have a different gift. You know what I'm
absolutely.
Saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I thought about something you were saying and about our gifts and how we are
mm-hmm.
all different. And the Bible tells us that we are uniquely made, and that would make
right.
us different. And can you imagine what the world would be like if everybody were the same?
Boring. Yeah.
Boring. You think about a field of flowers, or even if you go into the park, there's all different types of trees, all different
mm-hmm.
types of plants. Now, can you imagine?
Right.
Oh my goodness! Thank you, Jesus. Can you imagine how the world would be if everybody were the same. Boring.
Right.
When you think about mm-hmm. the fall, you know, when the fall season is coming and you're looking at the leaves, it just looks like God has just put throughout different colors of paint at one time. And can you imagine
yeah.
if everything was yellow or everything was green
mm-hmm.
or everything was blue?
Mm-hmm.
And so we are different.
Right.
And we're gifted to be different.
Right. Absolutely.
It makes a huge difference. Makes a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Crystal, we have a few more minutes left. So, if there's anything, any wisdom you would like to share with our listening audience, you can do that at this time. You can let us know how they can connect with you, how they can contact you. If you have anything on YouTube, how they can view those as well. And you've already given your email addresses and all that. You can do that again as well at this time. So now is the time that you can do all of that.
Okay. You can connect with me on my website, www.saxlady.net. That's www.saxlady.net. I'm on Facebook, Crystal Sax Lady Brown, or Crystal Wilson Brown. I have a fan page. It's Sax Lady 718. 718 is my birthday, just in case anybody wanted to know and felt like sending gifts, you know, or anything like that. I take them all year round. But 718 is my fan page. Sax Lady 718 is my fan page. I'm on Twitter. What are the other social media? If you Google whatever's, yeah, I'm on those, and I'm drawing a blank. But anyway, you can go to the website or connect with me on those social media pages and secure your CD for the holidays as well. I want to send a shout out to my mom, Rosa Wilson Ritter. Hey, Ma. My
hey,
uncle.
Mom.
William Fitzgerald, my family. I talked about Ken, so his ears ought to be burning if he's not listening. Reverend Kenneth Brown, the Brown Bunch, Joseph, Kenny and Robin, Calvin, Alexandra, Carmen, and Jessica, and we got a new one. He just got married. I mean, Jessica just got married. Her husband's name is Laddie. That's his name, and also Tasha. So that's all them. Because if I keep on, then I start going through my cousins and everything, and I already mentioned my sister Celeste.
Okay.
And the folks at work.
Yes, we don't have that kind of time.
I'll start going through 32 generations.
Okay.
Yeah.
Crystal, it has been definitely a pleasure, my friend, my buddy, my pal, having you
yes,
on
ma'am.
OPM Live Blog Talk Radio. And I'm
yes,
sure
ma'am.
That we'll be doing some business together very soon. So
yes, ma'am.
Your ears open. And thank you. So much
thank you.
For being
and I just
OPM
to
Live
say,
Blog Talk Radio.
I want to say one thing. I am so proud of you. I'm so proud
Aww.
Of the strides that you made. I've just watched you from working in the military to the magazine to the prayer breakfasts to just, I mean, serious, straight up networking and making things happen. You don't just, anytime you say something, it's going to happen. So I'm just proud
Ooh,
of you.
Oh, you don't make me cry. Oh, you don't make me cry, because I got to do housekeeping. I appreciate you so, so, so very much. You have no idea. And hopefully I'll be making it to your way very soon in Memphis, because I am missing Memphis so much. But once again, we thank you so much for being on OPM Live Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Oh, it's been our pleasure. We would like to thank our sponsors, V. Marcia Enterprise, Southern Eager Music Group, Crevolution Arts and TND Marketing and Management, and all of our listeners for listening to us every Tuesday and Thursday from 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And to advertise with us, please contact us at area code 901-308-4417, or you may email us at vernav@vmashi.com. Leaving you with this coming from 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, the 1st through the 5th verse. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tingling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have faith so that I could remove mountain and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profits me nothing. Charity suffered long and is kind. Charity is envy, not charity vaunted, not itself. Is not puffed up. It would not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil. This has been OPM Live, where the ordinary is the extraordinary. I am your host, Bernard V. Nickelberry, and leaving you with this, and as always, love, peace, an increase, and now we're going to listen to one of Crystal's songs. It's called A Change Is Going to Come. Wishing you all the best. God bless.